Just one little verse of scripture, St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 34. And in the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice. And this is what the words mean that he cried. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? There's been times in every one of our lives when we didn't want to say this, but we could have said it. There's been times in every one of our lives that things got so hard, we thought we were all alone. There's been times in some of our lives that it was almost impossible to even want to go on. And we'd look around for him and we couldn't find him. And we'd pray and our prayers didn't get off the floor. We'd go to friends and they'd try to help, but there was no help there. Jesus was dying. And his last words weren't, Peter, I love you. John, you're my beloved. He didn't say, everything I'm going to have, Peter, I'm going to give to you. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He knew for an instant what it was to be a mere man and have to face things and look them dead in the face and say, if it wasn't for the Spirit, and the church is forgetting the Spirit, but if it wasn't for the Spirit, I would be a dead man, and this would be the end of it. And he looked at his future, and his future didn't look like it was coming up roses. The grave waited on him. There's been times when you looked at your future. Maybe you went through a divorce and you thought your life was over. Some of you teenagers met your first love, and it turned out they weren't your first love anyway. Some of you parents have looked at the children that you raised, that you brought into this world, and you didn't even recognize them as if a stranger had moved into their very, very being. And you wondered, what have I done wrong? What's going on and what can I do? And these moments we feel so helpless. Our flesh is so full of failure. And we question ourselves. And sometimes we question the fact that God is still God. You sing it. When the three Hebrew boys stood in front of that fiery furnace, they knew who God was. They knew who God was. But all of a sudden, they were facing the death of their life, and they knew that. There are certain things in your life that you know this is it. When you look at it, you just know this is your future. This is what's destined for me. You're looking at it as if it's a blank wall and I don't know how to get out. When Shadrach and Abednego stood at that fiery furnace, they didn't know God was going to be in that fire. They thought, surely this will burn me. But so many times we're so wrapped up in what's immediately ahead of us that we don't know what God has planned beyond that. Sometimes we can see the problem that is so big and we've recreated it and messed with it until it is so massive that our faith won't hardly make us hold on. Sometimes your faith is not as important as your faithfulness. So when your faith runs out, you remember how faithful God's been to you. And he never failed you up until now. My God, I'm glad I come tonight just for me. He never failed me up until now. And until God fails me, if my faith vanishes, I'll hold on to the faithfulness of God. and know that when I was 17 years of age and a drunk, I had a car wreck and three doctors told my mother I wouldn't live through the night. I was in a coma. They found my mother and daddy in a prayer meeting. They didn't find him in a bar. They found him in a prayer meeting. My daddy's pastor said, your son is dying. If you don't get there, you won't even see him. And my mother was a little old Pentecostal woman that spoke in tongues every time she did dishes. She couldn't fry a hamburger without talking in tongues. Some of us ought to go back to talking in tongues some more. We'll let the Spirit get out of us. It's no use having the Holy Ghost if you're going to keep him trapped up all the time. My mother said, I want my son in a private room. They said, there's no private rooms. And they put me in a ward, a men's ward. I was packed in ice for 3 days, had temperature of 108. My mother sat that 3 days and never moved from that door. They said, you can't go in. She said, I'm sitting at this door. The doctors came and told her. There was a boy with me and said, that other boy, that your son's going to be fine, but that couch boy is going to die. And my mother propped that door open and sat in that door with a chair. And when I finally came to, you know what they asked me? How many languages does your mother speak? How many languages do your mother speak? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. They said every time I went by her, she was speaking in another tongue. She was saying another language. Men told her, the best doctors in the world told her that I would not live through the night. But God told her, I have been faithful to you this much, God. I've been faithful to you this much. I've been faithful to you this much. At the age of 3 months, a prophet prophesied I would preach the gospel. And my mother said, God, he has never preached the gospel and he's not ready to die. It don't matter how bad it looks. That solution you're looking at, and we try to help God. God don't need your help. He needs your faithfulness, and they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength and they shall mount up on wings as an eagle. Some of you are facing things you never thought you'd ever face. And for the first time in your life, that fear is trying to creep into you. Everywhere I go, people are trying to tell me how bad the economy is. It gets bad every 4 years at election time. We believe what these people tell us. And the Bible said, you believe a lie and be damned. The government has never helped me. I've never depended on anybody else to help me. God is my source. He's not my resource. He's my source. And if God has to, he'll dig the streets of gold up and shower gold on us so he can take care of us. Some of you are so wrapped up in what's going on around you. You're so wrapped up in the problem. You're so wrapped up in the negative sides you've heard of everything. You're so wrapped up in the fact Jesus knew he was dying. That was his future. Shadrach knew they could die. That was their future. Some of you may be facing a divorce, and you may have to be there in the morning. And you know that's your future. Great man of God. Some of y'all probably went to his meetings. R.A. West, facing a trial of his lifetime, losing everything he had in $1 million of debt. Went to the courtroom in West Virginia, and they pronounced judgment against him. He was losing everything he had. That was his future. But he began to praise God as he walked out that door. And a man walked over to him and gave him a check and paid all of his bills off. And you sang it. We're going to take back what the devil stole from us. Some of you are going through tragedies with your children. Some of you are going through heartaches in your marriage. Some of you are going through trials in business. And you think this is it. Brother, until Jesus said it's finished, it ain't finished. Until Jesus said it's over, it ain't going to be over. I don't care how many doctors stand in your face and tell you that you're going to die. I've had doctors tell me all my life, I've had to learn how to walk 3 times. I'm doing better now than I've done in 20 years. I had to learn how to take baby steps after I was a baby. When I was 17, I had to learn how to walk again. It took me 2 years to put one foot in front of the other. But I realized one of these days, I'm going to walk again. You need to make up your mind that hell can freeze over before the devil traps you. You need to make up your mind that this thing that's come into your world, it's not going to defeat you, and you're not going to defeat it. You're going to give it to God. This thing that's bothering you. 5 doctors stood and told my wife and me, she'll be dead in a week. I didn't weep and I didn't cry. I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, you have been faithful to me. Sometimes my faith runs out. You need to know that. I stretch my faith to where there's none left. And I have enough sense to know when I'm stepping in uncharted territories. I have enough sense to know when I'm going in new places. I have enough sense to know I'm going places my faith has never took me before. But if God hasn't let me down before, he's not going to let me down again. Some of you are standing still when you ought to just close your eyes and tell God, this devil can swivel up. This situation can stay. But as for me, I am going to trust you. And I'm going to step through this thing with the power of God. And neither life nor death, nor powers, nor principalities, nor things that be will separate me from the love of God. You haven't given up now. Why would you give up? If you've seen it this far, why would you stop now? You're looking at your future. When I was high school, I was very timid and shy. Failed public speaking 3 times in a row. When I got saved, I'd go to testify. Couldn't even stand up. I'd weep and cry. And one night I told God, this is it. You ought to make some steps. Y'all ain't helping me much tonight. You ought to start telling every spirit out of hell, this is it for me. I told my wife and I told my pastor, if you call on me to testify tonight, I'm not sitting down till I'm through. And I got up that night and for 5 minutes I stood and whimpered and cried. I couldn't say anything, but I wouldn't sit down. 10 minutes, I wouldn't sit down. 15 minutes, I wouldn't sit down. And all of a sudden, the anointing hit me. And I preached 45 minutes and never took a breath. Just kept preaching. And I've been preaching ever since. Some of you need to understand, this battle is not about the devil and God. It's about you. And where you're going to take your next territory. And if you're going to stand still in defeat. Or if you're going to start going to where God wants you to be. And be happy going there. It's not about whether you can do it or not. There's a lot of things you can't do unless God anoints you. And if God anoints you, he will put the anointing on you. And brother, you can do whatsoever you will. No man can walk on the water, but Peter did.
Nobody can raise the dead with their shadow, but Peter did. Nobody can raise from the dead, but Jesus did. Somebody don't help me. I'm going to shout by myself. Some of you have fought the same battle. You've been in the same mess. You know what's happening to you? You're too close. Did you ever get up to a red light and pull up too far and you couldn't see the light? Some of you have gone outside the light. Did you ever stare at something until it looked like it was going to move? Some of you need to start telling God, I've been through here before. If your wife or your husband, you love them to death, and they're going to leave you, if they're really going to leave you, you can't stop them. If the man tells you when you go in tomorrow, you're fired, you can't stop him. He's already done that. But instead of laying down and telling people, we can't do this, we won't have any money, we can't pay the bills, pull yourself up and say, God, I've been here before, and I'm getting ready to go into some new territory. Many years ago, in the early 70s, Sister Glenn and I were getting ready to go to Canada. I was in Richlands, Virginia, which is right over about 100 miles from here. I had $20 in my pocket. And my daddy walked over to me and he said, son, how's your money? I said, it's fine. My daddy would have given me money. It's time you quit relying on mommy and daddy. I'm talking spiritually too. It's time you found your place and know your God. And they that do know their God, they shall do great exploits. I got in my car. I was driving a Chrysler New Yorker with a 440 cubic engine motor and a 4-barrel carburetor. Didn't get enough gas per gallon to even hardly put it in there. I knew it was about 1,800 to 2,000 miles. I pulled into Saltville. Put my last $20 in that car. I should have been afraid, but I'd been there before. While I was pumping that gas, a man walked over to me and he said, Reverend, I was in your meeting not long ago. I promised you $100. He said, I want to give that to you now. And that man gave me five of the prettiest $100 bills you ever saw in your life. I got in my car. See, when you give up, God can't move. When you stay home and complain, hell will stay home and help you complain. What would you happen if you hadn't got that money? At least I'd have had enough faith that got as far as I could have gone. Some of you ain't got enough faith to pull up your stakes and move 10 foot away from yourself. Y'all ain't gonna help me now. I'm trying to be nice. I went into Connecticut on that same trip. This was when the gas wars first started, when it went from 35 cents a gallon up to a dollar a gallon. We thought that was horrible. And it limited everybody to 3 gallon. I woke up that morning in the hotel. And I told my wife, I said, honey, we need to get up and get out of here. Timing is everything with God.